The Mathematical Bridge. The Mathematical Bridge was built in 1749 by James Essex the Younger to the design of William Etheridge. It had subsequently been rebuilt to the same design in 1866 and 1905. The Queen's College still possesses an old model of the bridge, and we assume that this is Etheridge's model of 1748. It is to be noted that even the model has screws at the joints. The design of the Mathematical Bridge resembles Etheridge's much greater Old Walton Bridge, a three-arch bridge over the Thames at Walton, built from 1748 to 1750. William Etheridge was one of a very long family line of carpenters. His birth was not recorded, but his baptism took place on January 3, 1708, at St. Margaret's Parish Church. His career as a master carpenter first came to light in 1738 to 1749, when he worked under James King in the building of the first bridge to cross the Thames at Westminster. From 1747 to 1750, he worked on the Walton Bridge and in 1748 produced the design and model for the Mathematical Bridge. The Mathematical Bridge was the earliest recorded work of James Essex the Younger. He later constructed the Essex Building, which was intended to be part of a new building along the river, replacing the 1460s part of the President's Lodge. By the 1860s, the original bridge of 1749 was badly decayed. Photographs showed many timbers patched and the sides of the bridge apparently leaning inwards. It was repaired in 1866. There was one change of the design. The pedestrian decking was sloped instead of stepped on each side, making it possible today for wheeled trolleys to be used over the bridge. The use of the word repairing suggests that this was not a complete rebuilding, however, and maybe parts of the original bridge were retained and continued to decay, explaining why this version lasted less than 40 years. In 1905, the bridge was completely rebuilt by local builder William Sindall. In this version of the bridge, the joints were fastened by nuts and bolts passing right through the joint, the bolt heads being on the internal elevations of the side arches and therefore visible to people passing over the bridge. Previous versions of the bridge have the joints fastened by iron pins or screws driven in from the outer elevation, which were therefore not visible to the casual passerby on the bridge, as the screws did not penetrate as far as the inner elevation.